My name is Lizzie Kramer, and I'm here with Jean-Remy Monet, the director of the Black Theater Troupe of Upstate New York, to talk about how performance can be used to comment on issues of social justice.
My name is Jean-Remy Monet. What I do right now, I'm the founder and the artistic director of the Black Theater Troupe of Upstate New York. I'm originally from Haiti. I moved up here in 1982. I live in New York City, and I worked for 30 years for the state, and then I retired back in 2018. But the whole time that I've been performing acting since I was like 9 years old, you know, in Haiti, in French and Creole. And then, but I had to stop when I came up here because I didn't really speak the language. So I was performing locally with some Haitian troops and stuff. I said, you know what? I can't stop living my life, my passion, just because of some stupid language. So I decided I need to focus on my life. I got a transfer. I was still working for the state in 97. I moved up here in the capital region. And then I wasn't doing theater until 1999. And then I decided to go back to school for performing arts. And I started acting my first play in English. I was one of probably three black actors in the area. So I decided I gotta do something about that. 2009, a friend of mine decided to start a theater company to promote diversity. And then we did, but it was dissolved. And in 2010, I thought, this is a good dream, helping. I can't let that go like that. So I decided to restart the company. And then we've been around since 2011, being small events, working with the community and talking to kids, adults, all ages in the community. I decided to do this full time and then start doing more shows. And then 2020 happened and then everything stopped. We took a break, but we're still doing virtual work. People, you know, are getting calls from family. They want their kids to be involved. They want to be involved. I'm getting, playwright from, all over the state. Even England is sending me their script because they know we're a black theater troupe from all race, black or white or Hispanic playwright. But the story has to be about black lives, about our history, our struggle, and I've done probably, over 200 plays in English and small part, and the main role, all kind of stuff. Since we started the theater company, we put a lot of people out there, kids, all age of, people of color, not just black. We're also very diverse. We may be the black theater troupe. And I think I saw on Facebook, somebody posted that the black theater troupe is more inclusive, more diverse than even the regular theater company. Think about that, okay? I've been doing a lot. Working with the community, working with all the theater companies, a lot of great things happening, and those are things that I pray God for. Now I can help people more. A lot of people helped me to get here, and I've been helping people and trying to make the stage more, what I like to call it, more colorful.
Who are the communities who end up being in your play, or how do you find the people?
Well, for 12 years, it was my job because, as you know, the theater company was trying to bring more people of color. The stage was too white. It's been too white, all along because nobody was making the efforts to go after them. Didn't even try. There was a couple of black plays, but mostly they weren't really doing, a lot of plays weren't doing anything to be more inclusive. So when I started this theater company, I go out there, I work with people. You don't have to have experience. And we mostly a black theater company, but we work with everybody. We just reverse everything. The majority, the main characters are black, and we work with kids. So, and all the plays we do, those are plays to educate people. It has meaning. If it's a comedy, there's a message there. Where we've come from, from slavery to racism to all the stuff they tell people. And even when somebody called me to direct a show, they know the kind of show that I like. We mostly reach out to everybody, but mostly the black community. And we do also at the same time, that's how, we do a lot of things about social injustice and stuff like that. A lot of people go out to protest, like Black Lives Matter here, they protest, racism, they protest about police brutality. Different people protest different way. The way I protest, I find a play that deal with those kind of things, and I put it on stage, whether through my own voice or through somebody else's voice, and then people come and see it, and I educate people that way. That's how I protest, and it's very effective because my audience is all races. When you come, you may get offended. We're not offending anybody, it's not offending, I'm saying, but you may be uncomfortable, I guess that's what I'm saying, which is good because, you're learning some things been going on for 400 years, whether it's you, but it's your ancestors been treating people you know, even with racism, and you learn something. It may be uncomfortable, but you learn, you educate it. You can live, you go home, and you can educate your partner, your mother, your sister, about what's going on. If you don't come to see our plays, you know, because it's about racism, then, and you don't want to come to learn, to be educated, then, you know, there's no hope for you.
I would love to hear a little bit more about the social justice initiatives that your company does.
Almost all our plays are about that. We do a lot of plays about racism, about police brutality, educating people. We've worked with the community about the prison systems. We work with PLS, Prisoners Legal Services, once a year. PLS work with the prison system throughout New York State, and then they work with incarcerated individuals. They ask them to write anything, and it could be about racism in prison, it could be about immigrations, it could be about how they are treated, it could be about them. Those incarcerated individuals, they submitted written material to PLS, some about maybe 40, sometimes 200 pieces. And PLS selected 40 and they send them to me, and I get actors to perform those on stage. Also, I work with, you know, sometimes we put together pieces about social injustice, about police brutality, and I get actors, you know, actual actors who experience, you know, racism, or, and they perform that to educate people. I myself perform a lot of those pieces as a black man, and if I leave my house, I want to make sure my house is clean. I want to make sure the bed is done. Not only, you know, I like it to be that way, but I always want to make sure, just in case I don't come back home, if somebody come to my house, you know, everything is clean. By not coming back home, because as a black man, I get pulled over by a cop, all kind of things go through my head. As a white man or woman, you don't go through all that. You don't have to worry about that, okay? If I'm going to the doctor, I make sure that I dressed up, because, you know, I dress up, they treat me better if I just show up, you know, with a pair of shorts, you know, they call me bum. But if you're a white man, you show up with a shirt or a t-shirt, that's totally fine, but it's not for me. And it does work for me, because I show up well-dressed and not everybody friendly with me in the office. It's important, so, because I know the way it is, so I will write about that. I wrote for the Times Union, and it's about that. It's about our struggle, what's going on with our life. So if almost every place we do, even if it's really like fences, you have to listen to the story. It's about the black family. It plays like Anthony's Behaving. It's fun. It's all the dancing, the singing, everything. It's fun. But if you know the story, the portraying, it's about Fats Waller's music. During that time, 1920, 1930, it's those people were performing for a white audience. But the performers themselves, after the show, could not step in the lobby for a drink. They had to sneak them out to get home. And all that, there's a story behind it, and that's why I do this kind of play. It's all about, you know, social injustice and stuff. Kind of things that I focus on, not hardcore things to keep people away, but things to bring people together.
Are you present for what the reactions of the audience or the conversation started?
Most time we have a talk back after shows. One thing I hear from a lot of people, especially white, audience members, and people come to me and they say, well, thank you for bringing this story here, because I did not know about this. I did not know this was going on. Same thing with black actors. They say the same thing, because nobody teach them that in school. You learn about George Washington, you know, you learn about, you know, all the white people in history, but they don't teach you anything about, you know, famous black people who did a lot of things, you know, but they will not talk about Malcolm X. Yeah, I bring story of people, you know, who has, you know, usually people are very engaged. They have a lot of questions because they need to learn more. The conversation we have, it's really subject that will teach people, that will bring people together, that will make you think before next time you go, you see some of the plays we do. Next time you see, you go outside, you see, a tall, you know, black man, and you're not threatened by him just because of that. The play and Misbehaving, one of the actors has dread. That's one of the reasons why I cast him, because too often then you hear, okay, that's dirty, or you're doing drugs, or you're a criminal or something. So when somebody come in, a black person come in, or anybody who has dread, you come, you see somebody like him on stage, you say, oh, that's cool. He's on a big stage, he has dread like me, so it's okay. So that's one of the reasons why, you know, I cast him. But many times I have talked back, And people are really, really interested to learn more and to be educated. And I usually try to do that.
Is there any other thoughts you sort of have on the role of your plays and social justice and public conversations?
No, I just want to keep doing what I'm, doing, bringing those kind of stories. I just want people to talk for everybody in this world. You know, I just want people to know that, you know, we all are human. We all want to be treated equally. We all want to be out there and want to get home to their family. And I mean, of course, there's crime anywhere. I don't care if you're Italian, white, black, you know, and depending on the community where you are, there may be more crime than other crime, but there's crime all over. It's focused more on black because color of their skin. They see that, you know, differently. People need to know because we all are human. We just want to be treated the same way you treat everybody else. And that's what we do. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm going to keep doing, to educate people about that, to educate people about everything's going on out there, you know, what you see on television, because it's real and people need to work together. The world better, life better. The only thing I can think of, there's many more, but I can think of a lot of stuff like that. I'm sure I have to keep doing what I'm doing to educate everybody, because I'm about bringing people together.